I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following program is presented by the Nerdist Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdist Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdist Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdist Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Previously on Derpy Show.
I put a spell on you, now you're gone.
No, that was just you singing.
So long!
Your singing clears out of room, that's why I'm gone.
Exactly. Motherfucker, most powerful spell on the planet! My second.
Derpy Show.
Because nothing's been affecting me right now. I'm like a crack addict that needs to up his crack intake.
Derpy Show.
This must be a good episode, guys, because I'm facepalming hard over here, and that's usually a good sign.
Derpy Show.
I did good! I don't get hit! Come on! Positive reinforcement!
He gets Joe treats!
Somebody give me a snickerdoodle!
Give him a Joey snack!
No, we gave him flavored condoms, remember?
What is this? Like... Welcome. Scooby-Doo now? Fuck you.
Give him a Joey stick.
Roy's not. Roy's wreck.
Derpy Show.
Oh my god, they're like, we appeal to gay marriage because it's gay marriage. Make my kids want to be gay. And then they'll want to marry a shoe.
Which, to be fair, there are some sexy fucking shoes out
That's
there.
That's pretty true.
I mean, stuck my dick in things that are a lot less sexy than shoes.
And he's got more pleasant diseases that way, too.
Derpy Show.
Play me a song, you're the gitter man.
Play me that Copri and Blandia. Copri to get.
I don't actually know how to play the guitar.
Oh, congratulations. Put my fucking guitar down.
Derpy Show.
Spring him. Why are we springing him to begin with? What's our reasoning?
He's not in a jail, he's in the Ghostbusters containment unit.
Why are we breaking him out there?
Because it's Halloween.
It's Halloween!
He's been in every Halloween episode!
Yeah, is this gonna be a Halloween-y episode?
What fucking month is it, Neepoos?
Derpy Show Season 6! I'm Boar.
I'm Neofoost.
I'm Tony.
And I'm Robo Joe!
Robo Joe! Who let you back in the room? Who the fuck let you back in the room?
Fuck you, new guy! Get out of my house!
Wait, new guy!
New guy, he's been around since Season 3.
Where was I?
Apparently not here. That's why I'm asking.
No, yeah,
who
you
let
were
you back in the room.
You thought you were back in time. That was the time when it happened.
You time
that,
traveled?
That was at the end of Season 1.
No, you guys remember? Oh, you guys told me the story. You put him in a DeLorean and told him he was traveling.
No,
through time.
Well, because the first time he worked at the medieval times, thought he was back in time. Then he got caught up in a Civil War reenactment and ended up in Gettysburg for a year or two.
Well, that was in Season 4.
That's nice that he is actually.
That was Season 4.
Yeah.
Where was it?
Gettysburg.
Did you drug me?
Mostly.
Mostly.
We had a steady drip.
Of Rufinol? Like...
No, more like
psychic. I don't think Rufinol is a real thing.
That was the drugs.
Oh, drugs.
Yeah.
In fact, we kind of edit your memories when you go to sleep at night. Kind of like that movie Final Cut.
No, it's more like Inception.
Even
we incepted him.
I thought that same thing!
Yeah, we incepted him with...
Wait a minute. You guys didn't incept me, did you?
That was your own original idea.
That's exactly what the voice in my head sounded like when I had that original idea. What the fuck is going on, guys?
I have no idea.
I thought we got over this. I thought after my whole prima donna thing, the season 5, you guys welcomed me back in. I thought we were done with those.
It was after you proved yourself in the steel arena against the
Mets. That was definitely true. Because especially since you guys only armed me with a spoon. A plastic spoon at that.
The robot you fought was just an actual, a Rock'em Sock'em robot.
It was actually a dog-powered robot.
Yeah, it's true.
Explains why it yelped when I kicked it away.
Yeah.
And then it gave you a horrible review and extorted you for money.
Pretty much. You have terrible Yelp reviews.
I really do. And, I keep thinking to fix that, but every time I do, the only thing that comes out when I type is, go fuck yourself, I'm a person, not a restaurant.
Well, you do service a lot of people, though.
I do service a lot of people.
Oh, shit! You just Yelp slammed him hard!
Is that even a slam that, the slam board recognizes?
Is there a slam board?
Yeah.
Where did we get a slam board?
That's the ironing board. He sometimes nails his girlfriend on it.
Slam board! Right on. Okay. Yeah, that works for me. So, in the midst of this is past
the
season.
The slam board has some stains on it. It's not good for ironing anymore.
But it is really stiff.
It is.
That's what she said.
Hey-o!
Derpy show.
Mickey!
Did you say Poyo?
I said Boyo. Poyo, sure, yeah, why not? Poyo.
Poyo Tropical.
Poyo, Poyo, little fishy in the sea.
That's not a real thing.
Yeah.
Poyo?
It's chicken in the sea.
Yeah, little fishy in the sea.
What?
What's the chicken in the sea?
It's tuna.
Why is there chicken in the sea?
Because now you're Jessica Simpson.
Why is she even relevant anymore?
Is Jessica Simpson the one that did that really depressing movie where
is Jessica Simpson not a reference that anyone gets anymore?
But it's a fish.
Wait, isn't she married to that douchebag boyfriend that was like a rapper or something like that?
I thought she was married to the guy from 98 Degrees.
Oh no, that's Britney
Spears.
No,
that was originally.
Oh.
Originally it was Nick Lachey.
How do you know this guy?
Whoa, you remember the name of the guy.
Just step back a bit here and try not to incriminate yourself.
No, it's perfectly fine. I'll throw myself under the bus. It was not Nick Lachey. Who was it? God damn it. That was the reality show. It's on the tip of my brain. Just the tip.
Just to see how it feels?
Just to see how it feels.
Your brain's
I hate that fucking game. I always lose that game.
It's a game?
It's a game and just you pass.
Wait, whoa. Okay.
How is this a game?
Tell us how it's a game.
Please do.
It's a game.
No.
What okay. makes it a game? Is there a score?
First off, no, it's not, but yes, how is it?
Because it's that thing you do before. It's like a teasing game.
It's foreplay, you mean?
I want to know it how can you can be. Lose. How do you lose?
Yeah, how do you lose at this?
Because you can win all the way.
That
lose.
Sounds like winning to me, sir.
Oh, so they panic. They're like, get off! You're like, no! No.
It's surprise sex.
The way you lose just the tip. Is by missing entirely.
Wrong hole?
No, not wrong hole. Entirely missing the
If the chick's too fat and you're fucking a roll instead of...
Oh, God. And what I said was worse somehow.
Whatever gets you going.
Well, you see, the way I picture it, friends, gentlemen, is that instead of actually bringing penis anywhere near a woman, you are instead fucking dresser. Or perhaps a hard drive.
Do you have cameras in my room? Because that sounds like my social life.
Why? And that's why you lose at just the tip!
Oh. Why is your dressing room warm and moist?
Derpy Show.
Yeah, legendary bell.
Did you get that at Ross?
At Ross?
Yeah, I hear they have great deals on belts.
And linens!
Fuck you, Ross doesn't have linens!
Oh, they have linens and more.
I thought that was linens and things. Or is that the Beyond part, or Bed Bath & Beyond?
You don't even want to go to the Beyond section.
Oh, I love the Beyond section. Yeah,
they did that in that movie Click. It was funny, remember, with the Will Friedle?
Click wasn't a funny movie.
By funny, I mean depressingly horrifying.
Yeah, it was definitely a, dark dramedy.
I'm pretending to be a comedy, but watch as my life falls apart by skipping the important things.
It was actually a really well done movie.
Which is surprising for Adam Sandler.
Not really. Like, he can actually act when he wants to.
Yeah, but that's that kid, that's like that friend in your group of friends that's always saying, I can be smart when I feel like it, but then never feels like it.
You're talking about Joe.
Fuck you. He's a dick.
He does when he feels like it.
I'm aware of that.
But then I never do.
He thinks I don't hear the boys climbing in and out of his window every night.
Damn it, I thought it was being so quiet.
I know, man. You're loud as fuck.
I do. I am loud when I fuck.
Yeah, I know.
Cuts to a clip of Tony going,
oh.
I know what the best part is. My wife might actually listen to this. Yay! Hooray!
Derpy Show.
See, here's the funny thing about me. I've played maybe 5 minutes of a Mega Man game, but never beat one.
Oh, well, it's forgivable to have never beaten one, but 5 minutes?
Seriously? I had a ROM of, like, I think it was like X4 or something like that, and I was playing as X, the one that is a guy but looks like a girl with long hair.
That is zero.
Zero? Okay, cool, yeah. And I played the Willy Wars on Genesis.
It's Wily.
Whatever. It's funnier at the Willy Wars, okay?
Now I
watched
see...
my friend. My friend play, what, I think it was 3 or whatever the one that
like
had,
like,
all different ones.
I watched my friend play with his Willy Wars.
Like, wait a minute.
Even if you never played the video games, you didn't watch the cartoon?
I did watch
Super
the cartoon.
Super Fighting Robot!
Then how the fuck do you not know it's Wily? Dr. Wily!
Same.
Proto-Man! You never listened to the Proto-Man?
You know, I never played a Zelda game, okay?
Did you? What? Get the fuck out of this house!
Whoa, okay, you know, I played
what?
A little bit of, like, the first SNES game.
What?
And then I just gave up on it. And then, like...
What?
I watched
you
a friend...
You shot your heart!
Ah!
What?
Of that, you guys are... I don't know how it feels.
What?
Robo-Joe. Wait. Let me tell you a story.
What?
When I was a boy, I never played games. When I was a boy...
What's up with yourself? What?
I played with myself more than games could ever do. When I was a boy.
When he was a boy.
When I was a boy.
When he was a boy.
Lived in a trailer park.
Right off of I-4.
We'll call that one Trailer Park Boys.
Trailer Park Boys, yeah.
What?
What? So, okay, wait a big. I watched my friend beat the...
You've given me the yips!
Okay.
Or the whats.
The whats? I watched my friend...
I've got the whats, it's what?
Beat the N64 one. Not the one with the scary moon that looked down on you.
Majora's Mask.
Yeah. I saw a
the
cool
scary
fan...
moon.
Well, I saw a cool fanfic about that. Not fanfic. It was like a fan theory about it. It's really cool. I didn't know
Ocarina
that was...
Ocarina of Time?
No, the Majora's Mask. It was like a huge theory, fan theory tied around it. It's really cool. And also, isn't that ghost dude tied to the Majora's Mask as well, too?
You mean the Skull Kid?
Whatever, yeah. The ghost dude.
You know, now I'm starting to believe that you haven't played Zelda.
Okay, so you know they made this, like, textbook... called the Hyrule Historia.
Yeah. Is that in there?
I've got it in the other room.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted one. My mommy didn't get it for me for Christmas, though.
Oh, man, did you bitch on Twitter about it?
You know where I got mine? My mom bought it for me. You joke, but my mom bought mine for me.
No, I asked for it for Christmas last year, and she fucking didn't get it for me.
Did you bitch about it on Twitter?
I didn't even ask for it.
Your mom's awesomer
than mine. My mom just knows that Zelda's a thing that I like.
My mom...
Because I played it as a child.
I played the shit out of Gunstar Heroes. I love treasure games. That's probably the only reason why I'm a hipster goddamn kid.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Nobody's played Gunstar Heroes? Nobody knows
it's a Sega game.
It's a Contra Hard Corps. Or Contra Alien
Core!
Mode. Corpse. I love Blast Corps too.
Oh god.
That was a great N64 game. Nintendo.
Is he speaking English?
Mostly.
To be fair... Blast Corps was a fantastic game.
It was great.
We got to run around as a mech and destroy buildings.
Oh, and the most weird.
It was
way
also
too, like
a terrible,
one.
Terrible game.
Yeah,
because none of the fucking things made any sense.
Or control worked well.
So
at
you're
all.
Telling me you had an N64?
We rented one from Blockbuster.
You could rent. First of all, okay, so you could
yes,
rent.
Yes, you could. You could
yeah,
actually
you could.
Rent
okay.
systems from Blockbuster.
Yeah.
So you rented an N64. But you didn't get GoldenEye, Smash Brothers, Mario Party,
No.
Of time.
See, he spent most of his time with Superman 64.
Explains
Aquaman
a lot.
64.
But
wait, there was an Aquaman game for 64?
It was terrible.
I think so. Actually, no, I played the shit out of Body Harvest. When I could grab that game, I love the game Body Harvest.
Body Harvest was amazing.
It's just, it's like DEF CON, that game, War Games, DEF CON 4, whatever it is. It's like one of those strategy.
I used to watch DEF Jam games all the time.
Me too.
And important to remember about the time when you could rent an N64 is all the quality games had not yet come out, aside from Mario 64.
No. Because
when the game launched, when the system launched, you had Mario 64, Pilot Wings, and Blast Corps. That was about it.
Star Fox 64? You never played Star Fox 64?
I did. I played the shit out of that and got to the sub-game, when I, a sub-level, when I found out you can, like, change paths. And
I just don't get that you never played Ocarina of Time.
I never did. I mean, like, I sat there. Well, no. I played, Actually, no. I take that back. On the DS, whatever.
You better.
What was the one about the Ghost Island thing, whatever? That I played Wind Hourglass. Hourglass. Phantom Hourglass.
So you played the worst one ever.
It was shitty and turned me off of ever wanting to play any other Zelda games when I asked somebody.
If you would have asked anyone, should I play this Zelda game? Everyone who has ever played a Zelda game would have told you, do not play that one.
Wow.
We would sit around in, like, high school or college, and we'd have people do four-hour runs of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, where the game was, whenever red text appeared, you took a shot.
Interesting. Is that a common thing?
It was fun.
Was it a common thing? Why would red text
appear? I was in high school.
A lot of people did. A lot of people did the 4-hour runs.
Huh?
4-hour run of Ocarina of Time. A lot of people would try to do that.
Around the same time, I think I also did the Macarena.
Derpy Show.
Pac-Man sure was great.
Waka waka waka. Waka 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 waka.
Do not defame the name of the Muppets, you fucking douchebag.
Excuse me, motherfucker. I ain't defaming nothing. Simply because Fozzie also enjoyed eating dots on the side and fucked around with some ghosts.
He fucked ghosts?
Doesn't mean shit. Yes, he did.
See, it's another Muppets I never got into. I think
are we going to have a Muppet throwdown?
Wait,
you never got into the Muppets?
I hated the Pirate Island movie, and I hated the Christmas
the,
one.
The Pirate Island movie?
There's some puppets.
Is that the only exposure you had?
Muppet Treasure Island?
Sure. There was a parody based on one of the most famous literary works of all time.
Yeah, I read the book, and never cared for the movie.
The fucking definition of what we consider a pirate to be came from the first film adaptation.
I'll watch the original one.
Pretty good for him, Amphibian.
Tim Curry was a fucking Long John Silver.
Now, Raise me up, boys! This be my only number.
Now, the only, like, Tim Curry movie I remember from my childhood was Legend, because I was obsessed with him at Planet Darkness.
So, not Clue, not Rocky Horror.
No.
Legend.
See, I hated Rocky Horror growing up.
I still hate Rocky Horror.
Take all your shit and go!
I have never, ever... Nor will I like Rocky Horror.
We can all agree that Clue is a brilliant film.
Yes.
I like that. Clue, after a while, I watched that. But a girl I dated drugged me to a fucking Rocky Horror show picture thing.
And I left her there and never saw her again.
First time. And they do stuff to people whose first time is there. And the ladies, they were really fat. They were fat chicks.
Played just the tip with one of them, and he has never returned.
She about broke my pelvis.
I also need to take a step back, because you also said that you didn't much care for the Muppet Christmas Carol.
No, I didn't.
Which featured Michael goddamn Caine.
Who's Michael
as Caine? Ebenezer... Excuse me?
I'm being legitimate. Michael Caine.
God damn it!
Damn it, why am I Robo Joe this episode?
I'm sorry, Master.
Because Miss Terry Guest isn't here.
I came here with my guitar. I came here to do stuff for season 6. We're going to, like, regale us with stories. Oh. No, I get beat up because I'm just being a fucking hipster as a kid.
This isn't being a kid. How do you not know who Michael Caine is? Alfie.
Know.
He was Alfred in the new Batman films.
Oh, that's him? Cool.
That's Michael goddamn Caine.
See,
he was also in The Prestige.
Which was an equally amazing Christopher Nolan film.
Yeah, except it gets less good more times you watch it.
You get up to 2-3 viewings out of it, and that's fantastic. In order to recharge it, you need to impose it upon other people.
Yeah, it's true.
My deal is this. I don't know actors. You can name off actors, I can vaguely remember them, but...
I'm with him on this one.
I don't know any actors. I'm just like, who's that guy? Okay, cool. That's cool.
Unless I've seen, like, about 15 movies with them in it, like, a star.
You mean, like, Michael Caine?
I would have had to look that up, honestly.
Like, my childhood involved, like, Kroll on Laserdisc and, like...
Hot Girls? I remember their names pretty fast.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say why.
Is it because your Spank Bank folder is alphabetized?
Are you a master?
Get out of my computer!
Mastering them?
Did anybody watch the Bob Burgers porn parody they came out with, like, yesterday?
That sounds
awful.
Bob
Burgers? What's Bob's the cartoon? And it's a porn parody. Wouldn't doubt it.
It was...
I hate society.
It was actually pretty funny.
It exists, isn't it?
I haven't seen it. Part of me wants to. But it's
free.
Is it?
That's the appropriate price for it, I'm sure.
Fair enough.
Yeah, like 30 minutes of comedic, pretty nice looking boobs. Gold.
Do you watch Muppet porn as well too?
I mean, I'm sure it's a thing, but no, I don't.
Well, come here, Miss Piggy. Sit on my face.
Oh God.
Kirby.
The way you guys got about Muppets and shit like that, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I promise you it's there. I mean, there's already a puppet porn, I'm sure.
There's plenty, yeah, plenty. Really weird-ass puppet porn as well, too. Up there with pterodactyl porn.
Oh, no, you know what the worst porn is? Zombie porn. That shit's...
Oh, I remember hearing that there's one that, like, actual pieces fall off some of the actors that they're going at.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Okay.
Are you just sexy, or am I suffering from rigor mortis?
So stupid.
More like, are you happy to see me, or is that just rigor mortis?
Listen, you tell it your way, I'll tell it my way. It's all right, we agree to disagree.
Is that a priapism, or are you just happy to see me?
Mostly.
That'd be the coma porn.
See, your childhood was filled with a bunch of games I've never played. My childhood was filled with me and my brother literally getting into fistfights over games of Mario Party.
Dude,
well,
that ended friendship,
that's
man.
That's not just you and your brother. That's anybody who has ever played the original Mario Party.
Like, let's be real. Between the blisters on your palms and the fist fight you got in with your best friends, was it really a good game?
Is that a state mother, or were you just playing Mario Party?
Let's face it, that just identifies it as a proper fucking good board game. Were I not a more rational human being, the first game of Mario Party I played, we had like this marathon session, and we get to, it almost legitimately ended a friendship.
Was it the ghost bicycle one where you have to keep the lights on for the boom?
Oh, that one's the worst.
We were at Bowser's stage. And I don't know why you blame people for die rolls. I don't understand why the random chance.
You rolled a six, you motherfucker!
You rolled a six! You landed on the thing where I lost all my fucking stars! I was about to fucking win! God damn it!
Yes.
Oh yeah, the trade stars was like sometimes
the worst.
No, not even
trade. Just like, if you were standing in this one particular square, Bowser comes along and he just takes them all away.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you did this to me.
Between that and Goldeneye feuds? Oh God.
I didn't have Goldeneye feuds, but I had... Because I was really good at Goldeneye. Now, admittedly... I played pretty much exclusively Man with the Golden Gun.
Who's the midget?
Oddjob. Fuck Oddjob.
Yeah, everybody played Oddjob.
I didn't. I played Bond.
I played Boris.
I played Bond every time because you're right. Oddjob was cheap.
But all the other characters were equal.
Boris was awesome.
I played Man with the Golden Gun, so one shot, kill.
All right.
And every match, inevitably, everybody versus me. It was crazy talk.
I never played GoldenEye.
Perfect Dark?
I mean, I played it, but I didn't
Hold on.
I've got a good reason. Because I played real fucking first-person shooters, you noobs.
On PC!
God damn it!
Hey, why did he block that? Why can't I block it?
Because you're terrible at blocking. Because
I've got skills.
Okay.
PC Master Race.
Fucking Quake and shit, dude. Come on. Give me the shit.
I was playing Rocket Arena... Quake when you guys were just like screwing up. Oh, I'm the Golden Knight, it's the best first person shit. Fuck
nah,
you.
Nah, I was playing Shadow Warrior and Duke Nukem.
Yes.
And Blood.
Duke Nukem.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What Duke Nukem? Side scrolling Duke Nukem?
3D.
Oh, you poor bastards. Side scrolling was where I was at.
I played all those, but I was more of a Commander Keen type of a person.
Yeah, buddy, Commander Keen. Up top!
I mean, like. Derpy Show. Oh, it's a Halloweenies. I love this time.
It's Derpaween!
See, you guys all like Derpaween. It just sucks for me. My life sucks during October.
Fuck you, Derpoween is the best time of the year.
I'm sorry.
It's the most derpiest only... time of the year.
No,
that's Herpy Derpmas.
No, it's Herpmas.
I thought it was Derpmas.
It's Herpmas.
Are you sure?
You've been to both of the Herpmas parties.
Can we take more
ugly sweaters? I mean, all six of the Herpmas parties.
can we take more ugly sweater photos?
If we can get new ugly sweaters.
I have, like, a whole closet full. Bill Cosby sweaters. It's a thing.
Perfect.
.com.
I'm trying .com. Halloween-y songs I could play. I think I could probably play...
Yes, play us some music for the moods.
One of the ghosts is dead. I'm dead, I'm dead. He's old.
Sorry. You could, because you're the oldest one here, and you're like a vampire. Poor the ghost is dead. I'm dead, I'm dead. I don't know if that's a good joke or not.
Hold
this string.
I'm going with it. I think he's pale and like,
I don't he's vampiric. During the day.
You're pure, yeah. I guess it goes. Yeah, but, yeah.
I'm dead, I'm dead. Poor the ghost is dead.
Bor Lugosi, I keep
yeah,
messing
I was gonna
up.
Say, you're not, just, it doesn't sound any different from, you know, except for the you can't play the tune, apparently.
You got me back! Bor Lugosi is dead!
I don't think I'm playing it right.
I'm dead, I'm dead!
I'm actually going into the whole Peter Steele thing, too, yeah. You know, like, loving you is like loving the dead.
Loving you!
No, it's like black. No,
this is the Halloweeners.
Black label number one, you know. You know, like typo negative, the precursor to him that everybody loved.
Trying to hit that high note.
Yeah, trying.
Derby Show.
His name Phil. Does he want to make content?
Phil the content.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I tried too hard.
And get so far.
Sing a song about Phil the content.
Phil the content.
He's singing something, guys. He's singing something.
Nobody heard it.
Phil the content. Gotta fill
the content.
Phil the content.
And go.
I heard it, Joe.
Didn't hear nothing. Am I supposed to be singing here?
No, he's gonna sing an original song about Phil the content.
Oh, okay.
Was content filled.
Derpy Show.
Hey, yo, is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on.
Hey, you know what time of year it is?
Oh, the best time of the year. It's Christmas time.
Yeah, you know, we still got a couple weeks, couple hours to Halloween, so you know what's in the stores.
Yeah, Christmas stuff everywhere. Check your home and garden department, all kinds of Christmas goods there.
Your candy bags, they went from orange to green and red all the fucking night.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, and get your Christmas candies now and all of your tinsels and your what have yous.
Yo, you think you want a funny hat? You ain't getting no skeletons. You getting Santa hats. You getting reindeer horns. You getting Frosty the fucking snowman noses. That's what's in your stores right now, creeping up on your Halloween.
Yeah, you know what the best costume this year is, huh?
Yeah, what you thinking?
I'm thinking Santa Claus.
Yeah, it's the best costume.
Yeah, buy that robe, get that beard. All the other kids gonna be jealous.
All right, So, you want to get your Halloween stuff? Too bad. Shop next year. Now it's Christmas. Do or die. Go to the stores. Throw away your money. Christmas time.
Look for us next year around Labor Day.
Derby Show.
Joe had a good idea earlier. Play some popular songs that you know, okay. And we'll have Joe sing to them.
Okay.
Yeah, but I need more to go on than that because I don't know any of the words and I won't be able to figure it out by the tune.
Announce the song.
Okay, Joe, here's something that our generation would have probably known and probably overplayed at parties to get laid. You don't even have
Rock Lobster?
Well, that too. You don't even have to know the words.
How did that get people laid?
But you can have the girls sing it for you, basically.
Are you trying to tell me, sir, that Rock Lobster never got you laid?
No, not even remotely. Made people want Red Lobster.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Cheese biscuits.
Santa biscuits, motherfucker!
It's colloquial. I like you to guess and see what the song could be. Here we go. Here we go. You ready?
No, it's not guess the song. It's sing the song.
Okay, then.
Guess it by singing it.
Oh, God. I can't do either of those things.
And maybe.
You gotta bring it back to you.
Okay,
so what
somehow
is
it?
Wunderbar. Like.
Wunderbar.
See, I think he's missing,
the
level of
difficulty. Easy mode.
I think you're missing the level of difficulty. I couldn't sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Or the ABCs. You have to keep it super simple.
Derby Show.
Bor, how's your liquid diet going? Because I've been on the sketchy Russian diet.
So back in season one, you may recall that I talked about Soylent and how I wanted to replace at least some of my meals with it. It finally fucking arrived. It took like 6 years.
That's a long fucking time.
No, seriously, I ordered some about 6 months ago, which would be now 7 months.
It took over a year. I think it was like a year and 3 months or maybe
it's
more.
Been a long time.
Shouldn't left you, but now I can't seem to step two.
But it's pretty great. It does everything that it says on the tin.
You gave me a cup of your Soylent a moment ago with Quick, you say, in it?
Yeah, I added some chocolate syrup into that.
And I must admit, I'm feeling a bit energized, although I've been on caffeine throughout the day, so I'm crashing, but this Soylent boost makes me feel good.
In a nutshell, it makes you feel full, drinking about, I usually drink about, I guess, 16-ish ounces for a meal.
That's roughly about, 300, 400 calories?
Yeah, a little bit under 5. And it gives you all of the nutrition that you need, like one-third, in theory, of the nutrition that you need for a day in each serving. But it makes you feel really amazing, from what I've noticed, especially if you're coming from a diet that isn't the greatest, which I don't know many people who have amazing diets.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Steak and Shake, it has all of the food groups. It's got brown, it's got red.
And cheese.
But
and yellow.
You'll be amazed at what proper nutrition can do.
Well, okay, let's take two steps back here. For the raw foods people, it's not really... It's raw chemicals. Apparently the whole compound of Soylent are vitamins, minerals, and just raw chemicals that the body worked down.
There's also some...
Fibers. And
quasi-natural things like...
Yeah. Fibromyalgia.
There's
rice proteins.
Do you put oil in it? Okay.
I'm not vegan, so...
I see.
I will go ahead and put oil in there.
Yeah, so and another option...
Wait, what kind of oil do you put in there?
Basically, it comes in two parts. It comes in a bag with powder, and you mix that with water, and then you add a vial of oil that comes with it.
Why is the oil not vegan?
Because it has fish oil.
For the omega-3s.
Oh, okay.
Not to be confused with fish odor on Bob's Burgers, now back on TV.
And, tune in later if you want to watch the Bob Burger porn.
Yeah, and we're not getting paid for this. God damn it.
Not yet. Gonna keep talking about how awesome...
Man, wait, guys.
We tied it with Dr. Pepper.
Guys,
happen.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned our sponsor, Cherry Dr. Pepper. It's the quenchiest.
We've done this for like six seasons
and
they never...
No, it's amazingly smooth.
With 26 flavors and the cherry...
Cherry Dr. Pepper is amazingly smooth and that's why we love it.
Hey, can we get Blue Pepsi to be our sponsor?
Fuck you.
Can we get the makers of Rick and Morty
Fuck
to be our sponsor?
Fuck you for bringing up Pepsi Blue and not having some to give me.
Yeah. I love Blue Pepsi, man. It tasted like a melted Slurpee. I had a t-shirt. I was the only one that liked that shit, but I drank it religiously.
It was liquid gummy bears.
And then it had that commercial where the first you say, oh, then you say...
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Didn't they put a lime in the Coke?
You nut! Yeah. You mixed it all up!
Didn't they do that?
Put the lime in the coconut?
Yeah.
Shake it all up.
Yeah.
This is why you guys aren't allowed to segue, because I was talking about something.
Dr. Peppers.
You were talking about Soylent.
But Soylent! Back to the Soylent!
God damn it.
It's people!
Not many people. Actually, you could get those green crackers on Amazon.
I think this is going to be return of the no segue rule.
Probably. Tony here has not been entertained with the idea of the no segue.
I don't know how it didn't come up in the seasons I've been on, but...
See, in seasons like 3, 4, and 5, we were quite controlled in that.
Have we ever done segues?
Not since it was banned, the great banning from season 1.
It was episode 2.
How do I not remember that? Oh, I wasn't a part of the show.
It was before your time, Robo Joe.
No, but when you came on board, we banned you from segueing also.
Yeah, you were put into the banned segue.
Yeah, probably. I didn't really read that contract I signed.
So what was I talking about?
Talking about Soylent. How it's not vegan, but it's got complete like nutrients and it like really energizes you, because honestly, our diet that we have on a daily basis never gets us the full amount of nutrients we need.
Okay, that's where I was going with it. And
I take vitamins.
I'm also saying that the segue you were irritated with, which was a tangent, by the way, not a segue.
No, he was getting into the whole thing.
No, I'm just saying.
It's kind of a segue.
It wasn't a segue. We're
trying
to
change
a new topic.
Why do we keep talking
about segues? I still don't have a fucking segue.
Didn't the owner of Segway kill himself?
No, yeah. He died by riding a Segway off a cliff.
See, talking about a Segway is a segue. In this instance.
Derpy Show.
Alright, so it's Derpoween. You know, what's one staple that we've had every Derpoween that we haven't had because those fucking assholes took it away last year? First Derpoween, we interviewed him. We flew to the unliving world. What do we call that? The spectral realm?
World of Warcraft.
And then we accidentally let him out.
That seems like a stupid thing to have done.
He had that the sitcom for a while, and then we pulled him out of the failing sit. He was going to host the last Derpoween special, but the asshole Ghostbusters detected his presence. They kicked the door down and they took him away.
Ah! They burnt my popcorn collection. Yeah, those fuckers.
I don't remember that, but we need to get him back.
How are you gonna get
what?
Back?
I've never met this guy.
All right,
I
so
wasn't
guys,
there for any of that. But I am so down!
We need to get him out. We need to get him back.
Does this mean I have to go into, like, unforgivable peril and put my life on the line for some stupid character?
Yes, and you have to go back into the chapter, but I'm not
gonna... No!
I'm not gonna let you drive this time, because we all know what happened last time.
I swear to God, if that rapey squid shows up, I'm gonna fucking kill somebody.
Boar, I've been practicing in the chapter.
He picked up a little bit of chapter training in season 5.
Yeah, it was that weird mod of Pilot Wing 64. It was like Chopter Wings 86.
As it turned out, was exceptionally, you know, really advanced for being developed in 1986.
And especially on a
in the Simule Chopter, he scored 94 out of 10,000. But let's not worry about that fact.
So now you're putting me in the chopter with this guy?
He's qualified.
Yeah. All right, so Neo Faust, you stay in the studio.
I'll mind the equipment here.
All right, yeah, you're gonna be our anchor back at the studio.
Very well. Phasic locks.
Report on what's going on.
Right.
Tony, you're gonna be flying the chopter. Think you can handle it? Neo Faust has actually been helping me retrofit it with spooky levitators. We haven't had those on in a few years, but I think they still work. You're gonna fly directly into the Ghostbusters containment unit and get him out.
Yeah.
Is the chopter not larger than the containment unit?
It is, but it doesn't matter.
How do you feel about extra-dimensional travel?
What?
I
because when you're in the chapter, matter doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
Not even matters.
You know, that wasn't covered in the simulation? And it seems like it might be important, but fuck it. The Headless Horseman needs to be free.
Do it live.
Fuck it! Do it live!
Do it live.
What's my job, boss?
I love that nobody's asked what my job is, but... what you...
Wait a minute.
Is this when I... Robo Joe, we got you this nice red shirt.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's red. With
put the red shirt on. You're going to accompany... There might be some dangerous situations, and you're going to be the one that handles them.
Yeah.
Put on the shirt, Joe.
Just I don't want
Joe, put on the shirt!
Just remember, Scotty was a red shirt.
All right. Everybody know their jobs?
Boar, what's yours?
What's your job, Boar?
I'm going to go drink a tasty beverage.
Oh, okay, cool. All
you
right.
Guys, let me know how that goes.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Watch your guitar.
Okay.
Right. Phasic lock engaged. Engaging secondary spookies. Alright. Quantifying the fourth ones. Phasic bit off. Alright. Locking quantum phasing. Okay, stabilized.
Alright, Neil Faust, I am nearing the Ghostbusters headquarters. How's the equipment looking?
Can we give me a second? I gotta lock in your dimensional position. Okay, gotcha, locked. Okay, say something again.
Holy shit! Okay, no, we're good. We're good.
What
we're
the
good.
Fuck was that?
Oh, no, one second. What was that, guys? I'm sorry, I was ordering pizza. What's going on?
Well, nothing. Everything's fine. I was not holding the controls upside down.
Fuck you! You know how to fly this thing.
I absolutely know how to fly. Don't sightsee drive, Joe.
I'm the red shirt, and I can do a better job.
Guys, you gotta take a fourth dimensional right out of there because I see a squid light signal on the screen. Don't
fuck you!
Get away from it. It's all right.
I have reached the containment unit.
You put me in here with all this asshole.
Down, Joe. Be quiet. Any distillation of any like electronic field could mess you up and shrink you guys. Okay?
My phone's going off! Phone's going off! Am I gonna die?
You guys may not be able to have kids anymore.
Oh god!
Thank god!
Yes!
Anyways, yeah, so you should be small enough to go in there and
that's what she said.
In we go.
And there you go. In here.
Whoa!
Guys, what's that noise I hear out of the sensors?
It's rough. Metal saw blade that keeps wobbling next to the chopper.
What is this floating saw blade?
You said this was gonna be safe. No more giant squids. No more death. Woo! No more peril.
The sensors are going off, guys.
Woo! All right, I have no idea what the headless horseman looks like. Again, I've never met him, but I'm pretty sure I don't see him. Joe, you've met this guy, right?
Well, he's headless and he looks like a giant Prussian man without a
head.
That
describes half of my graduating class.
What's a Prussian man?
So
somebody says to him, pumpkin!
Oh, that's the asshole.
I got a signal. Signal lock. That's it.
What's my heading?
Locking in.
Three
phasic meters to the left. And go.
Three phasic meters left.
Oh, I may have overshot and you're in his table.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, shit.
What the hell is
okay,
going on?
Okay, make it bigger. Make it bigger.
Oh, God. No, he'll see me.
And you're getting bigger.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
Neil Faust, could you
focus that charge
don't make
in a
eye
very
contact.
Particular area?
No, you're inside the field. They're spotting you. I see.
No, he's not. I'm hiding under the dashboard.
God damn it, Joe! Get out!
No, he'll see me!
I'm sorry. I have no idea why these guys are here. Hey guys, look, we're just trying to have a friendly game of I don't know, what the fuck is this?
It's Mahjong!
Mahjong, yeah. We're playing the Mahjong here!
Mr. Headless Horseman, sir. I'm new to the Derpy Show crew. My name is Tony, and we're here to rescue
you. He's an asshole. Ignore him.
Oh, shit. No, guys, everything's fine here. Listen, I'm about $300 ahead.
Bet in Mahjong!
If you guys could just be cool and, fuck up, I think everything's fine.
Well, unfortunately, we have orders from our illustrious leader, the Boar, to bring you back with us.
Right. So, fuck your happiness!
That guy's actually pretty cool.
So, fuck your happiness. We're taking you home.
No, this...
See, Joe, knock him out!
At first,
oh, God! Okay.
Hit him over the head!
Yeah, good luck with that. that does nothing. You're trying to hit me in the head, but I don't think you remember who I am.
Aim a little lower, Joe.
Oh, you son of a bitch! Fuck! Ah! Ah!
Yeah! Eat it, dickhead!
You're not gonna knock me out like... Oh,
fuck
God.
You! You've had this coming for years!
So, could I ask you to stop messing with the Mahjong game?
Who the fuck are you?
I am an only spirit! It hit me in the head! I only have mask!
I don't know what. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go to my proto tangle house.
Joe, the protoplasmic taser. I'll take this one. He's unconscious. Load him in.
Oh God, do I have to touch him?
Yes.
Ugh, he smells.
Guys, did he approach?
I have the Headless Horseman.
There's a weight limit to this, guys. You have too much weight. You're not going to be able to get back through the fourth dimension.
Fuck you! You said I was gonna make it out of this alive!
Joe!
No, you know what, Tony? Bam!
Joe!
Push him out! I'm taking the chapter, baby!
Turn it off. It's off. You're off.
Oh, what the fuck? Joe, I was gonna say we can get-
Why do you have remote control of the chapter?
Joe, there's an arcade machine in the back!
Or told me to turn it off.
We just gotta dump the arcade machine, you fuck! Ah!
Yeah, where'd you guys
go? God!
Is that where my main machine went? I've been wondering where that went.
Well, you ain't getting it back now. Weight limit.
Son of a
fuck! It's all Joe's fault. Jesus Christ.
Whoa. Okay. Okay, just dump the machine.
Did you tie me down with red rope licorice? What? Why did
Excuse me, it was red vines.
That's where red vines went!
It is structurally more sustainable than
if I had,
it is
I would probably just eat some
see,
of it.
See, you're just
But
pulling...
you don't! Do you?
You're pulling the shit out of your ass. The real reason red vines work is because they work against his protoplasmic form.
Is that why it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was because they were tastier than Twizzlers.
Well, that's true.
Turn you back on the machine.
God damn it, you guys are
engaging.
All right, Joe, engaging. Get the fuck out of the pilot seat.
I got this.
Basic field engaged. And you're home free,
gentlemen. Are you ready for this, guys?
Turn home, gentlemen.
Holy fuck, no, why? Jesus Christ! Oh my God, in heaven!
Guys, you didn't move at all. You haven't moved at all. I control that.
Oh.
I bring you back. Click, 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 and you're back.
Well, that was kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah, well, why'd you make that noise? You weren't going anywhere.
Better.
Have you seen Joe when he drives?
Life's better with sound effects?
Mostly, yeah, but I'm turning down the field, opening up, you guys good to go.
Did you guys complete the mission yet?
Yeah.
Well, does this answer your question?
I know where my red vines went.
Oh, yeah. Licorice, really?
Where's the horseman?
They dumped the arcade machine. How are we gonna play our Neo Geo run?
That was special edition. Listen, I'm gonna go get some Slurpees. Can you guys just, I don't know.
Wait, is it free Slurpee? Is it free Slurpee day?
I'm leaving.
Now, you see, here's the thing, Joe. Anytime he buys us a Slurpee, it's free Slurpee day.
The guy behind you, is he getting back up anytime soon?
Who?
That guy.
Oh, that guy.
He was conscious when
Let me poke him a little.
I heard zapping.
I don't think you assholes understand that ghosts can't really be knocked unconscious.
Well, then why did you let me pick you up after we tased you?
So you'd stop fucking touching me.
But he touched you by picking you up. What the fuck?
Don't analyze me.
So were we told what to do with him once we got him back?
No.
Was it more just a ceremonial
thing? Neil Faust, were you told?
I thought you guys had... Oh. I got no circles built, and so he's... He's totally stuck there because I have the power to contain him.
You know, that might have worked in season one, but...
You're affected by salt?
But now you just threw some red rope licorice at me.
I just couldn't... Who made the circle out of sugar? It's supposed to be salt, you asshats!
I don't like salt! Sugar is so much tastier, right, Joe?
Because he can't go anywhere with sugar. Because salt doesn't...
This is going nowhere. You're both retarded.
But
Horseman, you want to go get a beer?
Yeah, you know, if I actually had a mouth, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I can pour it down your throat if you want.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So he's not good.
When did we become the assholes?
Derpy Show.
So, we got a little bit of a special treat. The dudes over at Random Encounter, dudes and lady over at Random Encounter.
The dude and dudette,
dude,
I believe is
the
technical term.
Dudes and dudette. They sent us over a, sort of a sneak preview of their upcoming EP, the Big Blue EP.
They said that it was really up our alley, like right along what we would do if we were making a band like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a listen to it real quick, and then, you know, maybe we'll have some comments on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow, I see why they thought we would like that.
Did they take our gig?
I think they kind of took our bit.
Oh, it's on. That's a challenge. I think we have to do a new song.
We do?
Yeah. You guys tell us what song we should do to challenge Random Encounter to a derp off.
Oh, shit.
It's on.
It's on. But look for the big blue EP. It should be good. Hopefully they don't infringe on us too much on it. Maybe with our legal threats, they will go ahead and just put out something normal. We don't know yet. Fingers crossed. This is just a preview. But check it out, randomencounter.com. Should be coming very soon.
Derpy Show.
Joe has the ears of an old donkey. A donkey that has worked on jet engines its whole life.
And has ear cataracts.
A donkey that's worked on genitals its whole life?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Asses do work on genitals sometimes.
Asses work on every genital.
I mean, let's be real. When does anything in me not involve genitals?
I am unaware.
Church? Family dinners?
It's cute that you think I go to church, and it's also cute that you think my family dinners don't involve dick.
What?
It's true, I met his grandmother!
Yeah, I saw you guys back behind the 7-Eleven the other night.
You've never eaten pickled dick?
It's like spotted dick.
It's called spotted dick.
Yeah, it tastes so good.
You can get pickled dick.
You can, actually.
Yeah, you just leave it in too long.
Derby Show.
See, Halloween usually has me talking about like all this spooky stuff, and I have got nothing. I mean, I went to HHN.
I still haven't gone.
Hey, I've been down here for 6 goddamn years. Never been.
Me too.
Never been. I mean, 12 goddamn years. Never been.
It's alright. It's spooky.
It was funny. I had a person who went to Halloween Horror Nights, a friend of mine, and bitched because they weren't scared.
Did they let themselves get scared? Because I can walk through a house and predict every spot that I'm going to be scared at.
Well, that's also when I had to reflect.
But if you can predict it, are you really scared?
No.
I let my guard down. If I don't even look around or even like intently like focus myself forward ahead in the room.
Halloween Horror Nights and events like it are not for adults. Adults go there because they like to drink and have a good time. But it's not a let's go get scared at Halloween Horror Nights. Because it's proper terrifying.
It depends on, like, if you're self-scared or actual, like, fun. I've been shocked or just basically, like, oh.
Yeah, like, see, I'm really bad with jump scares. So the whole, like, that's the problem I have with it. Like, I really appreciate, like, the theatrical value of the whole production. Like, the sets, the effects, all that's really cool. But I just can't stand getting the jump scares. So I wear, like, earplugs and, like, a hoodie to cut off my peripheral vision, and I really enjoy the event.
Plug my ears, nothing fazes me. It's mostly the noise that comes of it.
No, it's because it's creating tension through the atmosphere, through sound design.
Exactly.
But, again, the event itself is not something where they're sitting there and going, oh, we're going to scare every 40-year-old who comes through here, or every 25-year-old who thinks they're too fucking smart to just enjoy an event. It's for families and kids.
Actually, I cried. I was petrified. Well, I was age 7 when I went through there.
Exactly!
I wanted to go, and I fucking cried. And then I got a job when I turned 18 there.
So there you go.
He was petrified, and that's why he's the fossil that he is today.
Well, you see, at first he was afraid. He was petrified.
I'm out of here. I'm gone. Sorry. I'm going.
He's done.
You should use that for a segue.
I would have if you didn't just say that.
You can still cut it out.
I don't cut yours.
Thanks for listening to Derby Show. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other Nerdy Show networks alive by telling a friend, rating,
get the dick out of your mouth and start over.
Thanks for listening to the Derby Show.
It's no stop!
As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating reviews on us on iTunes, and shopping at the Nerdy Show store. Or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you an exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit the nerdyshow/sponsorships. For more episodes of The Derby Show, as well as other fine programming and community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to thenerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment. TheNerdyShow.com.
You just have indefinite articles floating around in your head that just randomly place themselves into things? You were reading! It's not even a remembering thing, you were reading!
I remember articles, he puts them in there, so...
You're gonna leave that whole... You're gonna leave all that in there, right?
Of course. Yeah. Even this!
Have an idea, I'll be the bard of the group.
Alright, there's a cake topper. Did that sound enough like him?
He's in prison, so he's probably gonna sound more metal-y.
He's gonna sound more metallic.
No?
That, no?
You got braces, that's why.
They've got a bad dental plan here!
They gave you the 50s braces, you know, the ones that make you look weird.
I asked why I had needed braces. I don't have a goddamn head. The bastard dentist insisted I needed them anyway, and he installed them inside of my collar. Regardless, it sounds terrible and it hurts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.